And it's very hard to find material that is focused on these four categories. And the four categories we fellowship were the matter of life, the matter of truth, the matter of their character, and the matter of separation from the world. And so, so given, number one, the constraints of the time, and given also the time it takes to really find the adequate material to prepare for the young people, it really kind of usurps all our time. And we felt inwardly it'd be wonderful if the young people could have some sort of a curriculum. And through the burden of the curriculum, it would be that way we can use more of our time to focus on their weekly care and to pay more personal attention to them. Because while us brothers are kind of laboring on the materials, you know, we didn't at that time have the blessing of the full-timers in our locality. So because our time has been used up, you know, gathering material, planning, we found there was very little time to take care of the young people in a personal way. And so the burden of the curriculum arose. Todd and I, we went away to Big Bear on the weekend just to start some fellowship and start planning out the curriculum. Then a little bit, then through our fellowship, we had some we had much fellowship with Brother Gene, Brother Dennis, and the burden of the curriculum was hatched about a year and a half ago. But of course, since we were working, it was very hard to continue the work on the curriculum. So two of the, what Brother Gene says, it's good to sometimes pass it along, right? So two brothers, Brother Donnie Wise and Brother Steve Johnson, really bore the bulk of the work in the curriculum. And I would say, looking at the material, they've done a marvelous job. And so I feel right now this is a very historic time that in the Lord's recovery we have a curriculum for the young people. And but we also have to keep in mind this is the first year of the curriculum. And so as such, it's a trial version. Okay? And Dennis and Todd will cover a little bit on the practical details on, and as Brother G mentioned this morning about, you know, reporting and having fellowship among the churches. It's historic, but it's a trial version, okay? The title of the curriculum is A Journey Through the Bible. Hallelujah for A Journey Through the Bible. You know, in anything that we give to the young people, as our brother G mentioned, the basis is the Word of God. We need the written Word of God. And it's based on the written Word of God that the Lord can anoint, right, and speak His living Word into us. So what we've done is, in this journey through the Bible, we divide it up into 12 units, and each year you would cover 2 units each, and each unit will have 18 lessons. So the whole year you would cover 36 lessons. And then, of course, we realize, because when we fellowship this matter, we realize there's the training, there's the conferences, right, there's at least two young people's conferences. For some, there's three. There's the gospel meeting. There's the regional meeting. And sometimes some of the churches cluster together. So we realize there's 52 weeks in the school year. 36 of that would be taken care of by the curriculum. But 16 would be allocated for all these different matters. The conferences, the gospel meetings, and so forth. Okay? Now, one thing about the curriculum, on one hand, it's not to make it easier for everyone. It's not just because we have a curriculum, now everything's okay. You have much more free time to do other things. The curriculum is a foundation to give you materials. But we have to labor and spend much more time to labor to dispense God into them. It's not a matter of giving them doctrine or knowledge, but it's a matter of what Gene covered the matter, seeking God, being desperate to pray to the Lord, to seek a way to dispense God into the young people. To work with the young people, it is not an easy matter. It's not a matter of giving messages, but as our brother really covered, it's a matter of really going before the Lord. and seeking a way for each of the young people to gain God. And so this matter of the curriculum is not only used, and we'll cover that a little bit more, it's not only used for Saturday meetings. But we like to try to take every opportunity to put God into them. You know, we, as Gene also mentioned, we only have a very limited time to spend with them. They have over 35, 40 hours in school, and they get filled with so many things. And in order to create a change inwardly, we realize we need to fight for that time during the week so that they can gain more of God. And so another goal of the curriculum is really to try to win over that time. In the morning, in the afternoons when they're not in school, in the evenings, to try to gain as much of that time as possible to put God into them. And so this curriculum is not just for Saturday night meetings. And there's a lot of things covered in the curriculum, and you'll see a lot of materials that we put into the curriculum has to do with morning revival, has to do with companion times, there's a Bible reading schedule, and so forth, to try to what? Gain as much time or give the young people the habit of gaining God. Okay? Now, in the curriculum, what we passed out to you is a manual for the parents and serving ones. Okay? This is for you. This is not for the young people. Okay? This manual, very briefly, consists of a preface, and it gives an introduction to the curriculum. And you can take it back and read it and muse over all the things. Then secondly, the second section has a burden concerning the young people. This is a message spoken by Brother Gene. He personally edited it, which concerns the burden concerning the work for the young people. Then we have an overview of the young people's work. There's seven categories: the regular young people's meetings, the companion group meetings, reading the Bible and the ministry books, the personal care, the parental care, the morning revival, and the regional meetings, conferences, and summer school of truth. And the curriculum we like to integrate into all these matters so that the curriculum would be used even in the home. It'd be wonderful if at the dinner table there'd be some way to fellowship concerning the matters that are covered in the curriculum. Rather than talking about this at the dinner table or something that's not useful, it'd be good. Our vision would be change the conversation at the dinner table. So the parents would even cover the things that are in the curriculum. Okay. We do have reading schedules. We very much encourage the young people to read the Bible. We do have some reading schedules for the New Testament as well as the Old Testament. And we like to slowly develop the young people into a consistent habit of reading the Bible, as well as also getting the young people in a habit of reading the ministry books. Not keeping them in the shelves, but getting the ministry into them. Okay. Then after that, you'll have what you call crucial matters to cover with the young people. Page 29. Okay. As I mentioned, in putting God into the young people, we realize there's four categories or four pillars that we need to stand on. One is the matter of life. Secondly is the matter of truth. Third is the matter of character. And fourth is the matter of separation. Very briefly, I'd just like to cover these four points. First is the matter of life. As Gene mentioned this morning, they need a full and complete experience of salvation. So it covers some subpoints on repentance, redemption, regeneration, clearance of the past, and the assurance and security of salvation. Then Gene also covered this morning, they need a meaningful baptism in water and in the Spirit. Then thirdly, the life matter, they need to have a vital, personal Christian life in knowing the Lord, loving the Lord, consecration, morning revival, calling on the Lord, prayer, prayer reading, Bible reading, confession, and reading the ministry. Then not only a vital personal Christian life, but also an active and a corporate church life. In terms of the meetings of the church and the Lord's table, in terms of speaking in the meeting, the spiritual companionship, practical service, and even in the giving of material riches. Then lastly, a fruitful gospel life, confessing the Lord to others, praying for the salvation of friends, and then contacting friends for the gospel. You know, we like to develop these wonderful life habits in all the young people. Year by year, their life habit would change. In the morning revival, in the church life, in the gospel, we like to instill these proper life habits into the young people. So on the one hand, we need life. But we not only need life, but we also need truth, right? And this truth is not just doctrine, but truth conveys the reality of God. You know, one thing is we do have the Summer School of Truth, and we do mention in the curriculum that this is not to replace the Summer School of Truth. This is to complement the Summer School of Truth. And this curriculum, the title, A Journey Through the Bible, is not intended to be a comprehensive lesson book on all the truths in the Lord's recovery. But you need to use the curriculum with the Summer School of Truth material to impart the truths into the young people in a complete way. Okay? So it is not a complete, comprehensive addition of the truths in the Lord's recovery. But we like to use the curriculum, and it's pointed out also that what we try to do is that we try to go through the entire Bible, and we try to highlight a lot of the key points. But in these key points, we like them to pick up the proper matters of life, truth, character, and separation. So in terms of truth, the participation in the process triune God, the enjoyment of Christ, the experience of the Spirit, the absolute living by the eternal life, the building up of the body of Christ, the practice of the churches on the local ground, the keeping of the oneness of the body of Christ. And then, of course, we have some special topics, the difference between the Lord's recovery and Christianity, basic items of the Christian's faith, God's creation and Satan's rebellion, evolution and the Bible, the Lord's return, security of salvation versus reward and punishment, the world situation and God's move, and the history of the Lord's recovery. And during the conferences, Gene has covered some of these points. And we really believe that the young people are not too young to hear these truths. Fully believe that each of the young people can receive these truths in a living way. Then, with the matter of life and truth, you need the proper balance. And we see that as character and separation. They need a proper character to enjoy the things of life and to receive the matters of truth. And so in their character, we like to give them a proper view of a proper character, which is to live a disciplined life with a purpose, to know the purpose of their human life, and then to seek the education and training that would best equip their vessel to fulfill the purpose of their life, to follow those who are wise, follow the proper patterns, to gladly receive correction and instruction, and to obtain the best education, as Gene mentioned, for their spirit and their soul. Then desiring to understand and fulfill the particular function of the present season of your life, developing proper habits which will produce a good character, and restricting and restraining the lust of the flesh. Then in terms of being strict towards oneself, we like them to develop certain aspects of their character. To be self-controlled, to be responsible, diligent, accurate, thorough, tidy, persevering, courageous, grave, wise use of time, punctual, content with one's circumstances, faithful in money matters. So all these lessons in these curriculums will touch these matters. Not only so, in terms of being strict towards oneself, but being loving towards others. In terms of being compassionate, friendly, a good listener, a proper speaker, long-suffering, honest, magnanimous, thank you, Dennis, generous, hospitable, submissive, and proper in human relationships, in the matter of the parents, the siblings, the saints, and friends and new acquaintances. Then lastly, as Jean shared, they need to be separated from the world. Or how else can they enjoy the divine life and partake of the divine nature? And separation implies, of course, knowing the principles of the world, that this whole world lies in the evil one. And the evil one's strategy in causing us to love the world, to deaden our spirit, corrupt our soul, and to destroy our body. And then loving the world causes us to lose our love for the Father, and not loving the world is the ground for to be overcome by the evil one. Then being separated in terms of material riches, then the corruption by lust, Jean covered much this morning, their clothing and appearance, the powers of darkness, humanistic philosophy, the holidays, especially the holidays, avoiding the appearance of evil and the proper view of marriage. So just to highlight, you know, just to give you a feel, in every unit and each of the lessons in these units will cover these matters in a very balanced way. So we like to give all the young people a very good balanced diet. A balanced diet of life. Balanced diet of the truth. Balanced diet in training their character. And a balanced diet in being separated from the world. Then lastly, I just want to mention, I mentioned there's six themes, okay? And there's one theme. Each of the six themes are divided, consist of two units. One unit will be for the Old Testament, and then the second unit will be for the New Testament. I'll just very quickly read the themes off to you, okay? This school year, they're going to begin the first unit, okay? As I mentioned, there is, what we passed out is a manual for the parents and the serving ones. We plan to provide the lesson book for the young people at the gospel meeting. Right, Dennis? Okay, at the gospel meeting, and we do plan to springboard or get into this curriculum the Saturday following the gospel meeting. Okay? The sixth theme, the first theme that they will be covering would be God's need for proper human vessels. That's the Old Testament version. Then the New Testament is the human version for God's move. Okay? And that will be Unit 8. Okay, that would be the eighth unit that they cover. The first unit is God's need for proper human vessels, and that will be focused on the Old Testament, and then the human vessel for God's move will be based on the New Testament. Okay? Then secondly, the second theme is a people sanctified to defeat God's enemy and be His testimony. That's the unit based on the Old Testament, and then the New Testament unit is the gospel of the kingdom to produce a people for God. Then the third theme, the one based on the Old Testament, is possessing the good land.
Amen.
And then the one on the New Testament is God's full salvation for us to enjoy the all-inclusive Christ.
Amen.
The fourth theme is the establishment of God's kingdom on earth. That's the Old Testament. And then the kingdom of God that will be based on the New Testament. Fifthly is the Lord's recovery.
Amen.
And overcomers for the Lord's recovery.
Amen.
Then lastly, loving the Lord for life and building. And that's the Old Testament. And then life and building, that's based on the New Testament. So this is, again, a six-year curriculum. And we're going to cover these themes. So everyone that passes through junior high and high school will get two units. And we'll get this theme twice. One time based on the Old Testament and one time based on the New Testament. These themes are not on any type of level, okay? The first theme does not imply that this is only for seventh graders, okay? They're all written with the young people in mind as a whole, okay? So when the seventh graders come up next year, they will be on the third theme, the third and the fourth theme. Because this year we will cover theme one, God's need for proper human vessels, and then a people sanctified to defeat God's enemy and be His testimony. Okay? So we would cover theme one and two this year for all the young people. Then next year we will go on to theme 3 and theme 4. Okay? So again, this is for all the young people, and this is not divided by any kind of level. Okay? The written word is a written word. And I find in working with young people, as long as you cover the written word, the Lord will get His burden out.
Amen.
But it requires that we pray and we desperately seek the Lord for a way for the Lord to speak. Not only in the meetings, but in our personal care with them, and especially in the home life, right? That the young people would receive the curriculum not in the way of doctrine, but in the way of life, truth, that would affect their character and cause them to be separated from the world.
Amen.
So, oh Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Is there anything? Yeah.
I'm going to give a little bit of an overview of the materials, just a general overview of all the materials that will be part of the curriculum, and then fellowship a little bit about how to use the meat of this manual, which is annotated outlines for the young people's meetings. There are two main components to the materials. There's the manual which you have in your hand, including the first unit, which is included in the manual now. The additional units will be added as we go along to make up a complete manual. So this is the manual for parents and serving ones. This is, as Sydney said, this is not for the young people. This is not to pass out to the young people. Then the other main component of the materials will be a pamphlet for each unit. So for each half a year, there will be a pamphlet that will be handed out to the young people for the young people's use. And the pamphlet has an introduction explaining how the pamphlet can be used and so on. And then there are four main components to the pamphlet that the young people will have. The first component is lesson outlines. For each week, there is an outline for the young people that shows the main points that will be covered with the young people during that week in a young people's meeting and by other means. Then, secondly, there are morning revival verses that go along with the lesson outline for the week. It's very simple, just a couple of verses for each day, so it's not too much for the young people to handle, but it gives them something to use for their morning revival time. Then, third, there are materials each week for a companion meeting. This includes some verses to pray read together with the young people, with their companions, and then some selections from the ministry that they can read together. Again, very short, something that can be read in maybe 5 or 10 minutes, so it's not too burdensome, but it helps the young people get into the matters that are being covered that week in a good way prior to a young people's meeting. Then finally, there are schedules for Bible reading with checklists that the young people can use, and there's also a schedule for ministry reading. And the ministry reading schedule, unlike the lessons themselves, which are not written to be on a particular level because we're going to use them with all the levels together, the ministry reading schedule is grade by grade. So there's a progression from simpler materials to more advanced materials. And these materials do not relate topically to what is going to be in the lesson outlines. These are just materials on the side for the young people to read. Altogether, these pamphlets represent a real aspiration for the day-to-day life of the young people, right? That if we could help them into these things, into having a daily morning revival, and we could help them into having a weekly companion meeting with their friends where they really touch the Lord and get into the ministry together, and if we could help them into reading the Bible and reading the ministry in a regular, even daily way, this would be wonderful, right? But as with all these materials, the benefit of the materials depends on our labor. We can't just hand these to the young people and say, read the instructions in the front and go for it. This will not work. Those of us who have had experience with young people know this would not work. We need to consider in our locality how to usher the young people into these things, how to help them in their daily practices. Maybe we need to call them and have morning revival with them in order to encourage them. We need to consider in each locality how to help them into these things. So this isn't something so that we can put the work on autopilot and just hand it to the young people, right? This is so that as we have a burden to help the young people into these things, we have a way to follow through. The labor's been done so that the follow through can happen. Sometimes we get a burden for something, we get a burden to help the young people get into reading the Word, but then we don't have a schedule for them. And either we spend a lot of time putting a schedule together, or maybe we never get around to it. And so this helps us with the follow through to help the young people into these matters. But it depends very much on our labor for any of this to be successful. Okay, then if we could maybe look at pages 45, start on page 45. We'll take a look at the first unit to get an idea of how to use these units with the young people on a weekly basis, primarily in a young people's meeting. Now I'm going to fellowship primarily about using these units in a young people's meeting. Pages 45 through 48 give the lessons, an overview of the lessons for the first unit. So there are 18 lessons in the first unit on God's need for proper human vessels, which is taken out of the book of Genesis. And this gives a good summary. It's good to read through this. You'll get a good flavor for the whole unit by reading these synopses. Just to give you a little flavor for the variety, as Sydney shared, the different categories, life, truth, character, and separation that are covered throughout these units, to give an idea of the variety of burdens that are covered, I just wanted to read a couple of the of what is listed as the burden for some of these messages, rather than read all of the lesson titles, which you can look at on your own. Lesson 3, for example, it says this lesson should impress the young. The name of lesson 3 is the need for a counterpart. This is concerning Adam and Eve. And the burden is that this lesson should impress the young people that marriage should be held in honor and inspire them to flee youthful lusts and preserve themselves today for a wonderful, proper marriage in the future with the person of God's choice to be useful for God's purpose on the earth. So this is a good sanctifying kind of word, right? Then, as another example, lesson 11 is on the sin of Ham. That every person would be enlightened that God will judge the rebellious. God has placed as authorities over us in our family, and we must respect and obey them in the Lord. Those who submit to their parents will prosper and find blessing, but those who rebel against their parents rebel against God, and like Ham, will come under God's judgment and curse. The burden is we must impress the young people that they must learn to submit to their parents and to all God-given authority. So again, a very practical kind of word. Then lesson 15 is a very different kind of word. This is the offering Isaac by faith. The burden here is that the Lord was willing to die for us because He loved us. Such love should inspire us to give ourselves to Him absolutely. So these lessons have a big variety in what they cover. The flavor varies. Even though it's going through the book of Genesis, the flavor varies from message to message. And as we prepare, we need to get into the burden for that particular message so that we capture the burden for that particular time. Okay. Then on pages 33 and 34 is a guide to the annotations. If you could put your finger there, and then also on page 49 is the first annotated outline. If you look first at page 49, the young people are going to have outlines in their lesson books, but their outlines are just the plain outline, no annotations. The annotations are for the serving ones to help to prepare and help to present these matters to the young people. So I'd like to go through and describe the different components of the annotated outline so you can get some idea of how these can be used in preparation for sharing with the young people. First is a synopsis of the lesson. This gives an overview of the whole lesson. It gives the basic content of that lesson in a very short paragraph, so that it's easy to focus on what the primary content of that lesson is. So in lesson one, the synopsis is that in eternity past, God existed alone and had a deep desire within his heart. Out of this deep desire in God's heart, God made a purpose. God's purpose was to have a group of people, a corporate man created in his own image to express him, represent him, and match him in life and nature, and so on. So this gives an overview of the whole lesson. Then the central thought is the main point that the young people should carry away from them, should carry away with them from this lesson. In this case, it's very simple. The central thoughts are usually one simple sentence. Here it is: God is a purposeful God, and we are the object of his purpose. Hallelujah. Amen. God is a purposeful God.
Amen.
And we are the object of his purpose. So as we share with them, there are a lot of points in the outline. We need to be focused on what is the central thought so that everything we share points to the central thought and they come away with the central thought, not with a whole bunch of points that they're not sure they understand. If you ask them what the message was about, they should be able to give you the central thought, right? This helps to focus us, and this is very helpful to have this for every lesson so that we can be focused in our sharing with the young people. Then third is the burden to impart. On this, I'd like to read from page 33. I think this is very crucial, that each time we share with the young people, there should be a real burden within us to impart something to them. We're not just coming to teach them to cover some points. We're not just there to get through another young people's meeting. We're coming to have a particular burden to impart to the young people in that particular time with them. So here it says, the burden to impart is what the young people should be inspired and impressed with after hearing the lesson, and often refers to a particular response the lesson intends to elicit. In other words, it denotes what the serving ones would like the young people to do or desire to do after hearing the lesson. The purpose of the outlines is not just to present the truth, but to inspire, convict, and enlighten the young people concerning certain crucial matters. To accomplish this, the presentation of the points must be with the main burden in mind. Each point on the outline can be used to point to the main burden. In this way, the young people can receive specific light and a lasting impression from each lesson. In order to be able to impart a burden like this, we ourselves need to be burdened. We need to come to the Lord in prayer with the lesson, and with even with the written burden to impart that's here. For the first lesson, it is, impress the young people that all creation exists only because of God's purpose, and that everything God does is only to carry out this purpose. Inspire them to give themselves for God's purpose. We can read that, but then we need to get it into us. We need to make that burden our burden. And even we need to consider the particular needs of the young people in our locality at this particular time, so that it becomes a burden on our heart that we have to release.
Amen.
So that by the time we come to the young people's meeting, there's just something in us that we have to impart to the young people.
Amen.
So this really shows us, as Sydney said, having these materials doesn't necessarily cut down our work.
Right.
But it helps us focus our work on getting a burden for the young people and not a lot of administrative things, right? For the young people's meetings to have an impact, there needs to be a burden for each message, and not just to present points of the truth. Everything, we should have a view that every point we share is to discharge the burden that we have.
Amen.
If we would, and we need to build up the skill to share in this way. We need to build up the practice to pray to have such a burden, so that our work could be effective in using these materials. Then next there's a chapter annotation. This shows what chapters covered by the lesson. In this case, it's Genesis 1. On page 40, if you go back to page 49, after the burden to impart, it just shows the chapter or the verses that are covered by that particular outline. Then the outline itself with facts to teach. This includes the outline in bold that the young people have in their pamphlet, and then in the italics are additional materials that are provided to the serving ones to help help them share on these particular points. So it's to give us some help on how to hit a particular point in a way that hits the main burden. These are suggestions, and some outlines have a lot more annotations than others. And as we go through and you give feedback, if you want to add some annotations and send them to us, please do it. Because this is all just to help one another, right? So that as we're preparing, we have some good material to help us prepare. And in a lot of cases, since these annotations, the facts to teach were prepared with a view to the burden to impart and the central thought, they can really help us, again, focus on the main point for each lesson. Then, after the outline itself, there's something called a junior high application. Right, page 51. The junior high application. This is, although these lessons are prepared on a general level, and actually you need to adjust to bring them to the level of the young people in your locality, we also felt it would be good to have to give some ideas for how to use the same theme or the same topic and with the junior hires. In case you have a separate junior high meeting, for example, in some localities the junior hires and high schoolers meet together, but then there's a separate junior high meeting, you could use it for that time. If it's useful to you, this is something that can be used that brings the lesson more to the junior high level. Here it says, help the young people think about a goal they may have, for example, to buy a new bicycle. And it says, use only proper human goals as examples. And just as God took specific steps to fulfill his purpose, what steps they could take to fulfill their goals. So it makes it very practical, right, for a junior hire. Then we have something I really like, which is the gospel applications. And I believe Brother Ron Kangas helped prepare these, right? Many times in the young people's meetings, there may be new ones show up. Or you may desire to, as you're going along through the units, you may desire to have a gospel meeting and make and turn the lesson into a gospel message. Well, this gospel application is to help you do that. Either to spontaneously add something that is to help new ones that might be there to preach the gospel to them, or to turn the whole message into a gospel message. So in this case it says, lead the unsaved to consider that if God's purpose in creating everything is with man, how a man's life can only be meaningful if he is a part of God's purpose. God's purpose should become our purpose. We were created by God to express him, not ourselves. To be short of God's expression of God's glory is sin. The only way to be part of God's purpose is to become part of his expression. Then we will participate in the good pleasure of his will for which we were created. Isn't that good? Amen. So for every lesson, there is a gospel application. Then the next one is background reading. This is general background material that would be good to read in preparing to develop the lesson. It's general background reading. Then the references give all of the materials that were used to prepare the lesson, all the ministry materials that were used to prepare the lesson. So if you have more time to get into it more deeply, you can use the references as well. Lord Jesus, amen. So that is an overview of how to use these annotated lesson outlines, and what's in my heart. Now, I'm so happy that these have come out. I'm so happy that the Lord provided the laborers to put this together, because there was kind of the inception of it, but no way to carry it out until the Lord provided the laborers. So I'm very thankful that the Lord worked that out. Now I'm mostly concerned about how we use this, right? That it not become something that becomes just a crutch to us. So we walk into the young people's meeting and we open this up and we read to them the things in italics, right? If we do this, then this project is a failure, right? We need to use this to help focus our burden and to help us bring the young people into many life practices. But we need to do this in a way of love, in a way of burden. We need to pray to get ourselves into the Lord's burden for the young people and use these materials to help us in doing that. Amen.
I think I covered. Let's see. I could cover it. Yes, that's my
question. Oh, okay. Okay. One more thing on pages 34 and 35. How to use this curriculum and suggestions for young people's meetings. Maybe I'll mention highlight a couple of these things here. These are actually very helpful to go through. And by the way, I would encourage you to spend some time just with this manual, reading through it. There's a lot here. The brothers did a lot to prepare it, and I believe you would be benefited from reading the whole thing carefully. First is some suggestions for the young people's meetings. For the meetings themselves, we know there are a lot of things that we can do in the young people's meetings. There are a lot of things that can, a lot of activities that can make up the content of the meetings. We can have prayer reading, singing, calling on the Lord, reading for ministry materials, speaking, prophesying, breaking into groups for fellowship, all these kinds of things. But all of these things should be done in order to accomplish three things. First, to create an atmosphere that is good for the young people to be enlightened by the Lord. We need to really consider the atmosphere and the way we set up the meeting, even where we meet, and how we meet, what we do before the meeting. If we have, like we've experienced, if we have a big recreational time just before a meeting, it doesn't necessarily set up the atmosphere that allows the young people to be enlightened by the Lord. So we need to consider these things in the way we take care of the meetings. Then, secondly, help the young people to exercise their spirit, develop their functioning, and experience the Lord in a genuine way. As Gene has been emphasizing, we're not here to get them to perform something, to look good in front of the church. We want to help them to touch the Lord in a genuine way and to develop their functioning little by little, not putting a big burden on the junior hires, letting them develop their function in a gradual way. And this is the second goal of everything that we do in the young people's meetings. And then third, to help the young people receive the main burden of the lesson. We come with a particular burden to impart, and so that is the third goal of everything we do, is to impart this burden. And normally, to impart this burden, it will require us to speak, right? A lot of times, it may help to have the young people read something in the meeting and so on. There are different ways, but usually it is necessary for us to prepare to speak something into them. They cannot necessarily, from just reading materials, pick up the main burden themselves. So the next points here are on how to prepare to speak something to the young people. First, so this is now prior to the young people's meeting, to prepare to speak something. First, to read and consider the lesson outline, the verses, and the background reading in light of the main burden. So we look at the materials and we consider them. And then we need to pray over, consider, and fellowship over the burden to impart for the lesson, how it relates to the present needs of the young people in your locality. In this way, determine what is the main burden for the meeting. So the burden to impart that's printed is the starting point, but there needs to be prayer and fellowship to develop this into a living burden inside the serving ones for what to impart for that meeting. I would say this is a very crucial step, as we pointed out earlier. Then, based on the verses and the background reading, prepare to present each outline point in a manner that infuses the young people with the main burden of the lesson. We've pretty much covered that. And then prepare to speak in a way that is interesting to the young people. And then there are some suggestions to paint a picture with your speaking. Don't just give a doctrinal dissertation, but paint a picture that leaves an impression on the young people. Use examples that touch the daily lives of the young people, something that's practical to them. And even use short stories to illustrate the points in the lesson. And of course, we do need to be careful not to distract them, right, with a story that goes way off someplace, or that has things that get them thinking about something different. But some short stories that really hit the main point can be helpful. And then we need to pray to be filled in spirit in order to speak out of a genuine care for the young people and in a manner that imparts the main burden into them. We've been basically hammering this point again and again, but this is really the crucial point. We need to come with a genuine care, not just to get through a meeting, not to impress them with who we are or get them to like us or anything else, but to have a genuine care for them and a desire to impart the main burden to them. And then finally, as a practical point, that we shouldn't assume that they know all the Bible stories. Some of them will and some of them won't. So there's a practical suggestion here that if we're covering something on Adam and Eve, make sure you briefly explain what the story is that your whole lesson is based on, so that some aren't left behind. And then there's also some suggestions here for parental care, and maybe we can leave those to for you to read.
Now that we've heard an outline of the curriculum, we'd just like to open for a few minutes for any immediate questions that you may have. Anybody have any questions? Good. No questions. Okay. I said immediate questions.
Oh, maybe. You have the manual, but you don't have the young people's lesson books yet. These should be available at the gospel meeting for pickup. So look for them at the gospel meeting. There'll be a way to distribute them there.
Yes.
Pretty much.
Well, I'm anxious to get into them. I think it's quite timely of the Lord that Brother Lee finished releasing the interpreted word of the whole Bible. The last training, now we can do this, right? We surely don't want to do this without Brother Lee's release first of the interpreted word. And going through the Old Testament this way, you know, the summer school truth mainly is the New Testament revelation and truth. But this is a journey through the Bible from the Old Testament side, and this will very much help our young people to read the Bible and get interested in the Bible stories. The best stories on the whole earth are the Bible stories. Unfortunately, as we found out on Wednesday night, we ourselves are short of even the Bible stories. And so we have to help ourselves and help the young people to know the Bible stories more. So the Lord has interpreted, or the Lord has released the interpreted word to us. In addition, now we have something very practical and very good for the young people's work among us. Okay, as the brothers mentioned, we have the young people's lesson book. We have an order form available in the back, one from each locality. You just fill it out, your locality. And if you need any more of the manuals for the serving ones, you can put that number here and the number of lesson books that you need for your locality. Okay, the number of lesson books that you need for your and then. What? Oh. Then you put your name on the bottom, okay, so we know who put the order in. Then on Saturday at the gospel meeting, we will give you the numbers that you ordered. We will have a way to distribute it all. Then so we'll start, all the curriculum will start together. We will start on lesson one, unit number one, young people's lesson, God's need for proper human vessels. We will all start together on the first week of October. So I believe that's October 7th. Whether you have your meeting on Friday, Saturday, or the Lord's Day, we will start that weekend. And we will continue every weekend. We will give you a schedule also during that time for the 18 weeks. It probably won't be consecutive because we have a few things in between. But we will all go through this together. Then when we come together for the conferences or for any regional meetings, we will all be on the same material. And this could very much facilitate the speaking. So if you need any more manuals, you can fill it out. And if you need lesson books, you can also fill it out. The number. We ask you in the beginning of the lesson book here not to duplicate this in any way. Okay, because this is a trial version, and we don't want to have trial versions floating around all over the place. Once we get the response and everything, it'll be edited, and then we will have a final version out. So this version, please do not duplicate in any way. If you want one, you have to purchase one. Okay, then just a reminder, we have the church packets back there for you. One serving one per locale. You pick up your packet. Then we also have the insurance booklets that I mentioned at the beginning of the time. Yeah.
The order form
is also back there.
For people registered and they aren't here, the registered they pay for
yes.
Here.
Yes. 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 If you registered and you paid, you the booklets and the outlines are yours. Even if the some from your locality did not show up, you can take it for them. Okay? I think that's all. Is that all, brothers? Okay. Then we'll see you here at 7 o'clock tonight.